I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Is now the right time to buy a house, or should you just wait? We're making the case on today's episode for why buying a house could be one of the best investing decisions you'll ever make.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Maybe you're wondering when the right time to buy a house is, or why you should even consider buying a house in the first place. The good news is that you're not alone, and we all have these questions and doubts, to be honest. But last week, we talked to Carrie from Unison about the powerful ways to afford buying a home without saving 20% down payment. So on this episode, we've got another fantastic interview with Jerry Bouchard. He's both a real estate agent and someone who understands the power of leveraging his money, which is why he chose to work with Unison to buy his house. You're going to love this episode, whether you own a house now or buying one is on your to-do list for the future. So remember to share this episode with a friend and anybody who wants to learn more about buying a house. Let's dive in. Jerry, I'm so excited to have you on the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
You know, as we enter 2019, so many listeners have this big goal of buying a home. They're not even quite sure if they should do this or if it's feasible to buy a home. We've seen the interest rates rise over the course of this year. What do you think is on the horizon for 2019? And what would you say to that person that is still having that nagging question of, is this the right time to buy?
It's a very good question. It's a very common question. And generally my experience, I'm a real estate agent. I also am an investment advisor, as a stockbroker investment advisor for 25 years. Most people tend to invest and make big decisions by looking in the rearview mirror. They're looking at history to look to try to make a decision about going forward. Interest rates are higher than they were a year ago, but they are historically very, very, very low compared to where they have been 10 years ago, 15 years ago. I bought a condominium in 2007 and my mortgage was slightly under 8%.
Wow.
So when you're talking about 4.5, maybe 5, that's 60% of where they were 11 years ago. So interest rates are still low.
Sure.
It's still a good time to buy. We have, to me, especially in California, especially in a place like San Diego, to me, the clock is ticking. We have 15 million Californians in California in 1960. We now have 40 million. They didn't make more coastline, not that I'm aware of. We're going to have 60 million by 2050. You can look it up, National Association of Realtors, Census Bureaus, it's going to go higher. So as much as people talk about moving out of California, we got a lot of people moving into California. We got 5,000 refugees at the border trying to climb the fence right now. We've got people coming out of the Far East, China, Japan, Russia, coming to the United States, to coming to the shorelines, West Coast, East Coast. And you've got this great transfer of wealth from elderly population to younger populations of assets. Stock market's 25,000. 10 years ago, it was 6,500. So you've got a lot of wealth out there. 40% of our transactions are cash. 10 years ago, it was 3% in San Diego, 40% cash.
That is amazing.
And that's money that I call that sticky money. It's money that's not dependent upon a job, a paycheck to make the mortgage payment, because there is no mortgage payment. So somebody who had 1,000 shares of Amazon 10 years ago at now $7 has 1,000 shares at $1,500, $1.5 million. So why not take a little bit of money and buy a condominium in San Diego?
So, I would have loved to have ridden that Amazon wave myself.
Well, they're called the FANG stocks: Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. Pick your poison. If you had any of those, you've got a lot more wealth now. And some of that money is transferring into real estate. 40% of the transactions are cash. So I shudder, and I have a son who's out of the Marines, trying to help him buy something in San Diego, because if he doesn't do it, I think soon he'll be living in an inland state, New Mexico, Utah, Wyoming, Idaho, nothing wrong with those states, but he won't be living anywhere near the coastline. He won't be able to afford it. So the affordability factor is a challenge. So by waiting, I think what if you're wrong? What if asset prices go higher? What if we've got 10% of all the real estate transactions last year were done by foreign nationals? That was up 300% from the year before.
That's incredible. You got money coming
out of Europe. Yeah. You got money coming out of China, India, Russia, Eastern Europe, European countries, and they're coming to the United States. So that didn't happen 10 years ago. It didn't happen 5 years ago.
And why is that happening? Why is that the money pouring into real estate here in the United States?
It's secure. It's political uncertainty. It's it's a lot of things. China has opened up. And so you have a lot of Chinese investors have the opportunity to get their money out of China, because just they never know. Their fear is that the door shuts and they didn't get the money out. So I'm not just talking about California, Canada. In Vancouver and Toronto, the Canadian government has instituted a 15% foreigner tax. So if you buy a property in Vancouver or Toronto and you're not a Canadian citizen, they're going to charge you 15% tax. So if you buy $1 million condominium in Vancouver, but you're from Hong Kong, it's $1,150,000. Same thing in Toronto. They're trying to slow down the market because money's flowing into, in that case, Vancouver. Somebody puts $100,000 into a bank account in Vancouver, they basically get a Canadian visa. So it's an opportunity for somebody from the Orient to get another citizenship. Same thing in Russia. We saw that the last 15 years. Same thing with the Brexit situation in England and European Union. Having the opportunity to buy Manhattan real estate Los Angeles real estate, San Francisco real estate, San Diego, Vancouver, people are taking that opportunity. So if you're a local, somebody from San Diego, and you're waiting for the market to come back to you, I fear that you may be missing the boat. You may be looking on the sidelines and living in Las Vegas or Phoenix and driving out here in your Winnebago and talking about the days when you could have bought this and that at much cheaper prices.
Those are amazing points. So what about listeners? We have a lot of listeners who have not purchased their first property. This may seem obvious, but what are some of the benefits of purchasing a house? If you're sitting there and you're renting and maybe you're mm-hmm. you're comfortable with the rent, why would you, other than the things you already mentioned, what are the benefits sure. really?
Well, Shauna, that's a good question. So very often paying rent can seem like, well, I don't have the hassle of home ownership, and it's just a decision I don't have to make. It's the old someday. Well, someday I'm going to write a novel, and someday I'm going to play the piano, and someday I'll buy a house. So paying rent kind of gives you kind of a hall pass, but it's a mistake. So remember, rent, when you pay rent, you're using after-tax dollars. So if you pay $2,500 a month in rent, you really had to earn about almost $3,300, pay the tax on it to have $2,500. So right away, you can't look at a $2,500 rent payment versus a $2,500 mortgage payment, because a mortgage payment, the interest on a mortgage is deductible. You use pre-tax dollars. And so you have to look at your tax return. So I just looked at some statistics a few minutes ago, Shauna. A two-bedroom, 1,000-square-foot condominium in downtown San Diego, right now, the cheapest two-bedroom is $2,500. That's wow. the cheapest one. And it quickly gets to $3,000. And there's, in fact, there's only 17 below $3,000 in downtown San Diego. We're expensive. We're nowhere near as expensive as San Francisco or Seattle or Santa Monica. In my market, San Diego, I think we're the cheapest major metropolitan city on the West Coast. Vancouver, Seattle, San Francisco, Santa Monica, Newport Beach, Laguna Beach. I haven't gotten anywhere as cheap as San Diego. So as a homeowner, Johnny, you get the tax write-off. As a renter, you're using after-tax money. As a homeowner, you participate in the appreciation. So if you put 20% down, you're basically getting the appreciation on five times that. You buy a $500,000 home or a condominium, you put $100,000 down, and that condominium goes up 3%. Well, it went up $15,000 on your $100,000. So that's like 15%.
Right.
So you get the leverage. You know, with Unison, they're your partner. They're helping you step into a home that maybe you may not be able to afford on your own, but by bringing them in, as I call it, the rich uncle, Uncle Unison, as bringing them in, they transition you from a renter using after-tax dollars to a homeowner. You get all the mortgage deduction. You don't give that to Unison. You get all of it. So I'm sure we'll talk about how Unison works, but Unison puts you in a position on an after-tax basis to be far ahead of where you would be as a renter. And you get the upside. You get some upside.
That's amazing. Yeah, you're a customer of Unison, and you've had clients mm-hmm. yourself who have worked right. with Unison. I would love to know kind of the dish. What's the process like? What was your experience like? You know, tell me sort of the behind-the-scenes information.
Sure. So I just bought a condominium in early May. It was $838,000. I had 20% down. I brought Unison in for 20%. So I didn't really need Unison to get the financing, although I am self-employed. As low as interest rates are, it's incredibly difficult to get a mortgage right now.
Yes.
Much harder than it was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, if you could fog a mirror, you could get a mortgage. You know, now you've got to prove your debt to income ratio is below 45%, which means if all your debts add up to $4,500, you got to earn at least $10,000 Your FICO score, credit scores have got to be pretty high, 700 or higher. You really got to go through a lot of hoops, especially if you're self-employed where you write things off, as I do. So I brought in Unison. They put up $167,000. I put up $167,000. So we're the same. Now they'll get 3.5 times that, 70% of the upside. But what I get is I'm not paying interest on their $167,000. So figure 4.5%.
Right.
I'm saving myself $7,500 a year in interest.
That's sizable.
I could have that money. It's very sizable. And I could have that money for 30 years as long as I live in the home. That's $225,000 I'm saving right now. And as a former full-time investment professional, I would think I should be able to do better than 4.5% on that 167. I should be able to invest it in the stock market or somewhere, buy other real estate, and do better than 4.5%. So I was happy to bring Unison into my purchase.
We'll get into more with Jerry after I answer and ask Sean a question, and I thought this one was a perfect fit for this episode. And it comes from John and Lori. And John and Lori say, "Hey, Shauna, okay, don't judge us, but we love listening to your podcast separately, and then we come home and talk about each episode. It's a great way for us to have a regular money date and talk about the topics we might be intimidated to approach otherwise. So thanks so much for opening up the conversation with us. You talk about a lot of different topics and ideas on your podcast, which is great because we would not know where to turn to hear all this information anyway. My question is, how do we know what is the right thing for us, the right product for us, the right idea for us, the right solution for us? I know that sounds strange, but any advice you could give would be great. Thanks, and please do keep up the podcast forever. We always share the episodes, and it's cool to get educated on stuff we never knew so much about. P.S. Love the episode about health savings accounts. Who knew?" I love that. Thanks so much, John and Lori, for sending that question in. And I think that's a really great question because it's a tough question to answer. And it's really easy to listen to a podcast episode and think, well, that has nothing to do with me, or, oh my gosh, she's talking exactly to me. And I think the thing to keep in mind is you will never know 100% of the time what the right money decision is for you. And that is me being as honest to you as I can possibly be. As a certified financial planner, the job really is to come in and see everything from a different angle, a different perspective, and then offer an action plan and things that you might not see, but that's not foolproof. And that action plan, it only exists in that moment in time. The moment you start putting more in your retirement or you start paying off more debt, everything changes. So that's why it's so tough to nail down exactly the right thing for you because it's always changing. So I think you really have to start with your goals and the vision you have for your life. And my opinion, my advice is write out all of those things. Write out what you want your life to look like. And it's going to change all the time. So you're constantly going to be updating your goals and your vision. But those goals, they give your money direction and really a way of deciphering what makes sense, what might be the right decision for you. And you can create a little action plan for yourself. That's what we do, and we do this every single month. It's a different plan. So some goals, they stay on for the entire year, and some goals fall off. Sometimes we say, okay, this was maybe a goal a few months ago, but it's not a goal now. So let's take that off the list. And also, the vision for your life can change depending on your situation, whether you get married or you start a family, or maybe you get laid off, or maybe you just want to blow up your life and try something new. I've certainly done that myself, and sometimes that's what you got to do in life. But my job really is to bring you lots of ideas, lots of product ideas, lots of stories, inspiration, apps, you name it. And then you take what works for you and throw out the rest for sometime when it does make sense. Maybe that's not something that you should do now, or maybe that's not a money move or decision or a goal you should be focusing on now, but maybe it might be something in the future. And so you can come back to that episode and come back to that information and that knowledge. Also, just a word of advice. This sounds obvious, but Before you jump into anything, before you decide to sign up for anything, and this could go for something as simple as a bank account to something as big as buying a house, really check things out for yourself. If you hear a podcast and you like the idea or the product, do your own research. Come up with a list of pros and cons and then make a decision from that. Weigh it against your goals and weigh it against the vision that you have for your life. And you also have to check every single thing out. I'm a huge proponent and fan of constantly telling you to dig deeper. So we only have so much time on these podcast episodes, but dig underneath the surface, find out what fees are, find out what the pros and cons are, find out whether it's something you want to put your money towards or in, because that's really important for you to do that due diligence. I mean, you work hard for your money, so it would make sense that you do that. And it's personal finance. So what works for me doesn't work for you and vice versa, but that's what's cool. We all have this different vision of life and we're going to care about different things. So at the end of the day, I want you to rest your head on the pillow and say, yeah, I learned something new today on the podcast, but maybe it's not for me. Or maybe I learned something new and maybe it's the best thing since sliced bread and helps you achieve something that you didn't know you could do otherwise. So I hope that makes sense. And I know that doesn't help you figure out what the best thing is for you, but that's where you come in. That's the you part. It's your goals. It's your life. It's your vision. And it's up to you to figure out, yeah, this works or nah, I'm just going to save that for later. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know,
What are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of The Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to The Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into The Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to The Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in The Daily Book Club.
Did you know that you spend a third of your life in your sheets? That makes this holiday season a great time for a bedding upgrade for you or a loved one, because there's nothing like sinking into the incredible feeling of five-star hotel sheets at home that are also affordable. I've been raving about my Brooklinen.com sheets since we slipped them on the bed earlier this year because they're so comfy, soft to the touch, and I just can't imagine sleeping without them. Brooklinen sheets were named the winner of the best online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. They have 30,000 five-star reviews, more than any other online bedding company, and 500,000 happy sleepers and counting. And they've got more than just sheets, too. Their towels, robes, candles, sleep masks, and more also make for great gifts this holiday season. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I have ever slept on. And now is the time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code MYMONEY at Brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code MYMONEY at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com, promo code MYMONEY. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever. Welcome back. I know you're getting a lot out of this episode, so don't forget to share it across social platforms. We would love to know what you think of this episode. So, okay, let's get back into it. Were there any points where you were trying to figure out, obviously you have the experience, the expertise, and a lot of listeners don't. This is kind of a new process for them. What was your decision criteria of deciding whether to use them or not? Or what advice would you give to somebody who is fresh, who is new to this terminology and new to down payment assistance?
Well, yeah, and I wouldn't even call it down payment assistance because it doesn't, yes, for some people that need that don't have the 20% down payment that's traditional. If you put up, you could buy a home with less than 20%. You could buy a home with 3%. If you're a Veterans Administration eligible, if you're a former military, you could buy a home with basically nothing down. But once you're buying a home with less than 20%, you have private mortgage insurance that you have to pay, which could be $3,000 to $7,000 a year. So in that case, yeah, you could call it down payment assistance. In my case, you know, it wasn't. It was basically bringing in a partner. I've used it with other people that had all the money for a purchase, and we still brought Unison in because they felt that their own money would be better deployed somewhere else. I would say to somebody out there, this is the new financial technology, fintech world, and this is an option to consider. It's not an absolute, but why not consider it? Why not go in with an open mind? You don't have to do it. Why not think about it and see where it might make sense for you? Perhaps it helps you buy a home that you couldn't otherwise afford. Perhaps it gets you from a down payment that's less than 20% to more than 20%, so you're not paying private mortgage insurance. In my case, I'm basically borrowing $502,000 versus borrowing $670,000. So it's a lot easier to qualify for a lower mortgage amount than a higher mortgage amount for anybody. So it was just made the application a little easier. So there's lots of places where I bring up Unison to every potential buyer of real estate. Just as a FYI, I just wanted to tell you about this program called Unison, something you might want to consider. Here's how I might see it for you. I don't have a dog in the hunt. I don't make anything on this, but I want you to just be aware of it.
That's great. That's great information. And you talked a bit about leverage, which I'm a certified financial planner. That's obviously a word that I understand well. And, you know, what is the power, in your opinion, of leverage, of using someone like Unison or, you know, leveraging your money in a smart way?
Well, there's that argument. The market has risen since 2008, 2009, when we had a lot of foreclosure short sales. And so people are looking back on the recent history. So to alleviate some of that fear with people, I say, well, if you feel that way, but you really do see the benefit of owning a home from all the right reasons, the tax deduction, control of your own destiny. You know, when you pay rent, you're not in control at all. Next year, the landlord's going to raise the rent. Maybe he wants to move his nephew in, or maybe he wants to move in. You're out of you know, that's why I think rent control could be very, very dangerous. You get complacent. Instead of buying the home, you say, oh, I got rent control. I've got to stay here. And 15 years into it, they sell the building and you're out. And you've got to live in the reality of what's real at that moment. I tell people, do whatever you can to own a home. And if Unison helps you get there, you've just put yourself in a position to continue to appreciate, control your destiny, get the tax write-offs. But if you really feel that the market's high and the market may pull back a little bit, well, Unison shares in the loss, shares in the downside also. So doesn't that make some sense? And to get more people into the boat with you, it gives you... You got the upside, you got some downside protection, you're not using all your capital, all your payments now are tax deductible, you get a 7-year fixed rate mortgage or a 30-year or 15-year fixed rate mortgage, you know what your payments are going to be every year going forward, whereas with a rent situation, you have no idea what they're going to be going forward. So you've got so many reasons to consider it. So Sean, I tell people, well, you've got to think about this. You don't have to do it, but why not?
That's such a great point. You know, why not consider all your options? Why not look at every option available to you and figure out, you know, whether it makes sense? And I want to ask you this, Jerry, because we've actually never had a real estate agent on the podcast before, and there are a lot of myths about working with a realtor. What are some of the biggest myths you heard? Can we debunk some of those?
Well, you know, I hear all sorts. I mean, every profession got the profession jokes about the profession. You could be a lawyer, you could be a doctor, you know, but it doesn't matter. But I mean, some of the facts, you know, I would say that are out there is that it's true. Most real estate agents, a lot of them have never bought a home. So I think it's important to deal with somebody who has had experience with this. One of the myths out there is that every real estate agent thinks it's always a good time to buy and it's always a good time to sell. That's not necessarily true. I mean, every market is different. I don't really know what all the other myths are, but I'm sure they're out there. And I think it's important to deal with somebody who, you know, has integrity, but also has understanding. It is very often the biggest financial decision you're ever going to make. I get that 100%. I remember the first home I ever bought. It was a $159,000 condominium in Alameda, California, East Bay of San Francisco.
Wow.
And I laid in bed all night long. I put 10% down. I laid in bed all night long with cold sweats thinking, my God, I owe $142,000. I owe $142,000. I'll never pay it off. Oh my God. And I sold that home. Remember, I paid $159. I sold it 3 years later for $301,000.
Wow.
So that $142,000 is my profit on my $15,900. Booyah.
That's a nice score there.
Yeah. And that $300,000 condo is a townhome, 3 bedrooms, 2 floors, big yard. It's probably worth $700,000 now. So that's the power of the leverage. So, you know, ask, you know, whoever real estate agent you're talking to, you know, what their experience has been, Shauna, in buying real estate. What's their experience in finance, if they have any? You know, we're not here to steer people into getting a mortgage or finance that they really can't afford. But I think it is part of my job to explain that there are options out there to consider. And if that helps the client get to their goal, so be it. Fantastic. That's great.
Yeah, that's such great advice. Well, Jerry, you have provided us with so much information. I love it. If you could leave the listeners with one pearl of wisdom, one tip about their home buying experience, what would it be?
Try to really understand if you're considering buying a home or being complacent about renting, really try to understand what it is you're paying for, because the rent is after tax. And I'm amazed how many people don't really understand that. There are two tax forms. And when you're a renter, you get the short one, which basically says, I earn this much, I pay this tax, and then the rest the whatever I've left is for beer, chips, and salsa, as we say in Mexico, BCS, and rent. When you're a homeowner, it asks you what deductions you're declaring. And you go to Schedule D and you write off mortgage interest, the first thing, any fees and points, the next thing. And you do that before you pay the IRS, the Franchise Tax Board. So really understand what it means to rent and that you may be postponing a decision, and it may be the most expensive decision you're postponing. Because as the property you would have bought gets going more expensive, and as your rent gets higher and higher, it's like chasing a balloon. It's just becoming out of your reach. Don't delay. It's important. Just get on the bus, buy something of good quality. And if Unison can help you do that, consider it. Why not? Because as a renter, you pay that rent with after-tax money and you have zero upside and you're not in control of your destiny.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Remember to subscribe to the podcast. It's absolutely free and you'll make sure you never miss an episode of Millennial Money. You can also listen to all our episodes on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, and Pandora.